Real Estate Breakfast, where we equip you with relatable and realistic real estate advice.
Yep, let's get right into it, man. We are here to learn together as much as we can, and we are learning from experts in different industries and spaces. And today we are going to dive into the world of Loretta Campbell. This is what she does for a living. This is what she's passionate about, and that is real estate. So every Tuesday at this time, she does share a little bit of a tip for us, and let's just see what we can download and learn from her today.
Fresh listeners, this is Loretta from Parity Properties, and today we are going to talk about how to sustain tenant and landlord relationships. Firstly, keep one channel of communication to avoid misunderstandings, miscommunications, and or conflict. The pro tip on this is if you are communicating through the letting agent, try to keep one channel of communication to avoid conflicts, so that should a conflict arise, the agent is able to diligently resolve the conflict. The landlord's responsibilities are: landlord should ensure that the repairs are done within the maintenance period, which is normally the first 14 days of the month. The landlord should ensure that all of the utility bills are paid up to date to avoid service interruptions. The landlord should ensure that should there be like small oversights, like maybe the utility bill has not been paid and then the services are cut, that the landlord is proactive and this is resolved to avoid inconveniencing the tenant in any way. The landlord should ensure that should the client report any leakages, any emergency maintenance issues, that this is dealt with due diligence, because we can't risk putting the tenant at, like, we can't risk having water running, you know, and then for 3 days there's nothing done in that regard. Also, the landlord should never pop up unexpectedly without prior communication or arrangements in place.
Why do they do that,
dude?
And lastly, the landlord should communicate with honesty to the client on the state of the property, or whether if the property is on the market, the landlord should always communicate to avoid conflict in the future. The tenant responsibilities are to ensure that the property is kept neat and up to standard, to communicate in a proper and respectful manner at all times without using vulgar or foul language, to accept all inspections or landlord visits at reasonable pre-scheduled hours and or viewings, provided that the property is communicated, provided that it's communicated that the property is also vacant on the market for sale. The tenant should also report all maintenance issues that are not that urgent in reasonable times, to ensure that the work is attended to, so that we are able to send out maintenance people and get it dealt with within like office or working hours, and that you don't, like, maybe you should also be reasonable as a tenant, that no, this is something that I can live without, this could be dealt with maybe on a weekend or something, so that we don't make unnecessary commotion over small issues. Yeah, and I also wanted to just give you like a few tips on what real estate agents, what is the involvement of an agent in property management.
Yeah,
agents do not do management on placement only, but we always have maintenance people at hand should you need anyone for repairs. So this is why we are always here for assistance. So landlords, it's easier for you to use an agent, because they will always have a cleaning person, they'll always have a plumber, they'll always have someone. And in the contract, the maintenance and upkeep period is normally 14 days, where the owner repairs all urgent fixtures that are agreed upon. So yeah, that's it for today. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Thank you, Loretta. I think my takeaway partner is just like landlords needing or them actually being honest enough about the conditions of their property. Because you know how sometimes things are not perfect, and they would never be, but like things are not properly maintained,
yeah,
so to say. And then you move in and then there are promises of we're going to fix it, and then the fixing just never happens, you know. So let's just have more honest conversations, man.
It's a key relationship, and both parties need to nurture it. Thank you so much, Jose Loretta. Stick around. We've got entertainment news lined up and we talk music, because on Tuesdays, it's all about music.
Real Estate Breakfast, every Tuesday at 8:50 a.m.